and good afternoon. It is a Thursday, May the 29th, or May 30th, excuse me, getting closer to the end of the month of May, 15 minutes past the hour, and away we go today on the Now program. We are going to do trivia again today. We had so much fun with that yesterday. We got every question answered we had on the table yesterday, except one, so we're going to leave that one on the table today. And see if we can get it answered. See if anybody's come up with the answer since yesterday about this time. And also, I've got two pages of new questions. So hopefully we'll get through the day with our new questions. So let's start with the question that we still have not gotten an answer to. And here we go. Let's see. Taco Bell, this is the question. We answered every question yesterday besides this one. Taco Bell tried to open restaurants in Mexico on two different occasions. Now, when they tried to open these restaurants in Mexico, they did not use the name Taco Bell. They used a different name. Now, yesterday I told you that the name is two words. Taco Bell is not in the title. Bell is not in the title. Taco is not in the title. And it has to do with the fact that a lot of Mexican people feel Taco Bell is not real Mexican food. So, what was the title that Taco Bell used when they opened up their restaurants in Mexico? 740-383-9944. And again, today we've got tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. We've got tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We've got a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. But that's the question left over from yesterday. What was Taco Bell's name when they tried to open up restaurants in Mexico? Go ahead, caller.
Was it called Tia's?
What was that?
Tia?
It wasn't Tia, but that's a good guess.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. No, it was not called Tia. It was actually, it's a two-word title. And Taco Bell, either one of those words, Taco or Bell, is not in the title. So what was Taco Bell's name when they tried to open up restaurants in Mexico? Was anybody able to find that answer? That's one of the questions on the table today. Now, I'll give you about four new questions to see if we can get the answers to any of these. These are the new questions I came up with this morning. Now, this is kind of an interesting one. I did not know this question until this morning. Swallowing something dry can cure hiccups. Now, did you know this? I'm going to try this next time I have the hiccups. Now, here's the question. Swallowing something dry can cure hiccups. What is that item? What can you swallow dry that could cure the hiccups? Does anybody know? Now, here's another question for you. In Kentucky, it's illegal to carry this food in your pocket. It must be one of those crazy laws, but in Kentucky, it's illegal to carry a certain food in your pocket. What would be that food? Question number three. And I think we might have had this question before, but I'm going to ask it again, and maybe you'll get a chance to win here. What does the 57 on the Heinz bottle represent? Does anybody know that? What does the 57 on the Heinz bottle represent? Like the Heinz ketchup bottle? Or the Heinz mustard bottle, I guess. There is Heinz mustard, and I think there's some other Heinz products. But what does the 57 on the Heinz bottle represent? And I'll give you one more new question today. What is the largest food industry in the world? The largest food industry in the world. Does anybody know what that is? Okay, those are the questions. Okay, I think we've got a call coming in here. Let's see. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there, caller? Well, looks like we lost that caller. Give us a call back. What is the largest food industry in the world? What does the 57 on the Heinz bottle represent? In Kentucky, it's illegal to carry this food in your pocket. What food is that? Go ahead, caller.
On the hiccups.
Yes.
It would be sugar.
Sugar. Now, how did you know that?
It was in a Men's Health magazine article.
Ah. Now, have you ever tried it?
Yes, and it works.
So, really, when you have the hiccups, if you just take some regular dry sugar and swallow it, that'll cure...
No, don't swallow it.
Oh, you don't swallow it.
You put it under your tongue and let it dissolve.
So, you just take the sugar dry and you put it under your tongue... And you let it dissolve, and that'll cure the hiccups.
Yes.
Now, what, is it just like regular granulated sugar?
Yes.
Now, how much do you put under your tongue?
Just a teaspoon.
Just a teaspoon. That's very...
Or just like in one of those packets.
Ah, that's very interesting. Are you eligible to win a prize today?
Yes.
All right. What prize would you like?
Well, what do you have? You have the Wilds and what else?
We got the Wilds, we got the Columbus Zoo, and we've got the Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only.
How about the Columbus Zoo?
Okay, the Columbus... Oops, put it in the wrong place here. What do we got today? It's the 30th of May. All right, what's your name?
Joe.
Oh, Joe, how are you?
Very good.
Well, I'm glad you got rid of the hiccups. Have you had to use this more than once?
No.
Well, I'm hope so. It cured him for good.
Right.
All right. Well, hey, thank you, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. All right. How about that? Now, there's something to try next time you have the hiccups. Now, it said swallowing something dry, but Joe said you put it under your tongue. It was in a Men's Health magazine. Maybe that is right. I guess you can try that. But if you put sugar dry, I guess regular granulated sugar, in your mouth when you have the hiccups... It will cure them, maybe indefinitely. Try that next time you have the hiccups. Okay, phone lines are still open, 740-383-9944. What is the largest food industry in the world? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that Heinz 57. Did they use that because they thought 57 was a lucky number?
No, that's a good guess, but it wasn't because they thought 57 was a good number.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's one of our questions right now. The question is, what does the 57 stand for on a Heinz bottle? I guess a better way to put that, what does the 57 represent on a Heinz bottle? Does anybody know? What is the largest food industry in the world? That's another question. Kind of interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, were they in business just 7 years?
No, that's a good guess, too. Not 57 years.
Okay.
Thank you. What does the 57 on the Heinz bottle represent? Does anybody know what that represents? Does anybody know what the largest food industry is in the world? The largest food industry in the world. I want somebody to take a guess at this one, because if somebody gets this question right, it'll really knock my socks off. In Kentucky, it is illegal to carry a certain food in your pocket. Now, why? I have no idea. But what would that food be? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, on the Heinz, it represents variety.
It's not variety.
Okay, nope. On the largest food, would that be crust?
What was that?
On the largest food question, would that be Kraft?
Kraft?
Yep.
Not Kraft. Thank you, though.
All right.
No two good guesses, but not the right answers. The questions are, what is the largest food industry in the world, and what does the 57 on the Heinz bottle represent? And then I say the question that's kind of funny, that it will really, you know, surprise me if somebody can get this. In Kentucky, it's illegal to carry this food in your pocket. What food in Kentucky would it be illegal to carry in your pocket? Or we have our old holdover question. What was the name of Taco Bell when they tried to open restaurants in Mexico? What name did they use in those days? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, for the Kentucky question, is it an ice cream cone in your back pocket?
It is an ice cream cone. How'd you know that?
I used to work in Kentucky. I worked at the 4-H camp there, and I had a lot of friends that told me that.
So it's true. If you put an ice cream cone in your pocket in Kentucky, they can arrest you.
In certain areas, especially around the horse races, because they told me what it is. They used to steal horses. Well, they said if I put the ice cream cone in my back pocket and it follows me into my trailer, I didn't steal the horse. It just followed me in.
So that's the story behind it.
Yes.
Oh, that is funny. I don't even know how would you put an ice cream cone in your pocket without smashing it all over yourself?
You know, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, would you like a prize today?
Yes. Oh. Did I hear about the Wilds?
Yeah, we do have tickets to the Wilds?
Yes.
All right, let me write that down here. What is the date today? We got the 30th?
Yep.
All right, what's your name, sir?
It's James from the Park District.
Oh, James. So, I tell you, it's fascinating, isn't it?
It is,
the
is.
World's a fascinating place. Well, hey, thank you for calling in, and hope you get that TuneIn app downloaded.
All right, I will try.
Thank you, James.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, there we go. James Anderson gets a pair of Wilds tickets. Joe Peters got the zoo tickets. And how about that? Isn't that an interesting bit of information to know? In Kentucky, it's illegal to carry an ice cream cone in your pocket. There's a lot of strange things going on in Kentucky. You know what I mean? Go ahead, caller.
That Heinz 57.
Yes.
Now, this is only in regards to the ketchup, but that's how many times you have to pound the bottom of it to get the ketchup started on your hot dog.
You know, do you remember the old glass bottles when you used to have to do that?
Do you know they used to use old glass ketchup bottles and pop bottles for baby bottles?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's another thing, too.
Now, can you even get a glass ketchup bottle anymore?
Oh, I think you... I don't know. That's a good question.
I know everybody's into this plastic now.
I don't know.
But you used to have to bang that thing, and some people would even bang it on the table.
Yes, 57 times.
Yeah, and their table would have 57 chips in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know. You know, isn't it interesting? All these years, we've all seen that 57 on there, and nobody really knew what it meant.
Well, I do know in the dog world, if you've got a Heinz 57, it's made up of 57 varieties of dog. Does that count?
Well, see, does that mean that the dog's family, like, got around? I don't know. You know, that used to mean something, and I think it was used as a slang term, Heinz 57, but I can't remember what the meaning of it was. I don't think it had a good meaning, I'll put it that way.
Well, I've probably heard of it, not right off the top of my head. This is the only thing I could think of.
Oh, you know, people love to put that Heinz. Do you think there's a difference between, like, off-brand ketchup and Heinz?
No, not so much, but I'll tell you, one year we had an abundance of tomatoes. And so my husband and I decided we were going to get a recipe, and we canned ketchup. That was the best stuff I've ever tasted.
Really?
Homemade canned ketchup, yes, because of the different things that we put in it from the recipe. And, boy, that any other bought in ketchup could measure up to that. But.
Now, how do you make homemade ketchup?
Well, this is like anything else, because like you're boiling down anything. This has been too many years ago, but I think I probably still got the recipe. But you added a lot of spices and things like that, and, oh, it just came out. It was just delicious.
You know, there are people who think that ketchup is still the number one condiment in the United States, but salsa has passed it.
Yeah, it's passed it, which, yeah.
people like salsa and chips,
yes,
I guess. That's the way it goes.
Huh?
But I do think ketchup, it's used on meatloaf heavily. People use it on scrambled eggs heavily.
Oh, yeah. It still has its place.
You know, I was always disgusted, though, because I had relatives, and I know a lot of people used to do that, maybe still do it, but they would put ketchup on their macaroni and cheese.
Well, I've heard my brother says his son-in-law does that, and he said, I don't understand it, but how about people that put ketchup on cottage cheese?
Oh, do people do that?
Yeah.
Oh, they're probably in the mental hospital, aren't they? No, it's powdered Jell-O and whipped cream that you put with your cottage cheese, not ketchup.
No, it's powdered Jell-O you put with your rhubarb.
Oh, you know rhubarb. I'm still not even sure what you do with rhubarb.
I told you, Scott.
You make a pie.
No. I said I cook it down. You know, you make some rhubarb sauce. You know, just cook it down in the stove.
Now, what do I use rhubarb sauce on?
Well, I like to just eat it out of a dish.
Oh, so it's not like a ketchup sort of thing.
No. It's a sweet to me. It's like fruit.
Oh.
But what even makes it better, you go out and buy some strawberry gel. Of course, I get the diet. And remember what I said, after it's stewed and it's sitting there hot, you sprinkle that diet strawberry gel over top of it, stir it in real good, then chill that, and it'll set up. The Jell-O makes it set up, and then you have a very good, already sweetened rhubarb dessert.
Now, those rhubarb, you know, they come in like long stalks. How do you boil them down?
You just cut them up and cook them, but you want to stir them. You want to stand there and kind of stir it, make sure it doesn't plop, and, you know.
Now, how long do you have to do that?
Not very long.
Oh, so it boils down pretty easily.
Pretty quick, yeah.
Okay. How much water do you think you should use?
Just not necessarily covering it, because you got to remember, once it's cooked down, you want it to be the consistency of almost applesauce, and so you don't want to put too much water in there.
Oh, that is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, thank you for calling in. All right, we continue on today here on WWG. Do we have a prize winner? All right, what is your name?
Nicoletta.
Oh, Nicoletta, yes, you got the zoo tickets yesterday. Let's see here. They're in here somewhere. There you go. Hey, thank you. And thank you for listening. Yep. Okay, there you go. Oh, sorry. And the phone line is open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Today we're looking for the largest food industry in the world. Does anybody know what the largest food industry in the world is? Or what does the 57 stand for? No, that's not it. Not, good guess, though. Good guess. What does the 57 stand for on the Heinz bottle? That's the question we're looking for. What does the 57 stand for on the Heinz bottle? What is the largest food industry in the world? Or, we still haven't got the Taco Bell one. What was the name of Taco Bell when it was in Mexico, when they tried to open in Mexico twice? It's two words. Taco Bell is not in the title. What was the name of Taco Bell when they tried to open up in Mexico? A two-word title. Let's see. We might add some more questions in on today, since we've got a couple answered here. What does the 57 stand for on the Heinz bottle? I guess it'd be ketchup or mustard or any other of the products that they make. What is the largest food industry in the world? That's still out there. Go ahead, caller.
Does the Heinz 57 stand for 5 vinegars and 7 spices?
You know, that's a very good... That's not it, but I tell you, I would buy that one.
Yeah, sounds
that,
good.
That makes sense.
All right,
to
thanks,
me.
God.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. No, that's not it. What does the 57 stand for on the Heinz bottle? Or what is the largest food industry in the world? Does anybody know what the largest food industry is in the world? 34 coming up on 35 minutes past the hour here, WWGH time. Let's see. We'll get a couple more questions going here today since we've had a couple answered already. Okay, let's stay in the food category. Now, here's a weird question for you. What food can be used to make dynamite? Did you know about this? Did you know there's a certain food that can be used to make dynamite? What is that food? Might be a food you have in your house right now. I'll give you one more question. This is kind of a strange question, too, but a fun question. And we've got the ice cream cone question about it being illegal to carry an ice cream cone in your pocket in Kentucky. So maybe we'll get this one, too. Biting something while chopping onions will stop your eyes from watering. I had never heard this, but I'm eager to try this next time I'm chopping up some onions. The question is, what can you bite on while you're chopping onions to stop your eyes from watering? What could that be? What food item can be used to make dynamite? I'd never heard of this either. What is the largest food industry in the world? What does the 57 on the Heinz bottle represent? And the last question, Taco Bell, when they tried to open up in Mexico on two different occasions, what was their name? That's our longest serving question. What was Taco Bell's name when they tried to open up in Mexico on two different occasions? Does anybody know the answers to any of those myriad of questions? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, for Heinz 57, is it because there's 57 different kinds of pickles in it?
57 different kinds of pickles. You got it.
I know that was the weirdest thing.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's so weird. I wouldn't even think there'd be a pickle in it.
Well, I guess it was 57. I guess the Heinz company. Well, I guess the Heinz company sold 57 different variety of pickles. I didn't realize there were 57 different varieties of pickles around.
Well, do they put the pickles or the juice? I don't know.
Well, I don't know that there's any pickle juice in the ketchup. It was just, my understanding is that the Heinz company sold pickles.
Also, so 57 varieties, they just put that on the ketchup bottle?
Yeah, because I guess Heinz was very well known for having 57 different varieties of pickles.
Well, they should have put it on the pickles.
Well, I don't even know if they sell pickles anymore.
I don't either.
I don't know. I've never seen a bottle of Heinz pickles, but I don't know how you could get 57 different varieties. I mean, you have sweet pickles and you have dill pickles. But I don't know.
Salty brine pickles. My grandmother made those salty brine pickles. Oh, I love those.
Oh, were those good?
Oh, yes, and mustard pickles. She made those, too. They put them in the old crock and did that. And I was going to tell you on the ketchup, my brother, he makes ketchup. But some people put it on their mashed potatoes.
Really?
Yeah. The only people I know that did anything with it was put it on the potatoes. I didn't know they put it on other stuff. But
They put ketchup on their mashed potatoes.
Yes.
See, now that's weird to me too, but I'll tell you, nothing tops the ketchup on the macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, see, I never heard of that.
Now, I can't imagine somebody would do it, but boy, people like to put ketchup on a lot of stuff, which is strange to me because ketchup is so powerful, it kind of overtakes whatever you're putting it on, so I think, you know, maybe they just like the taste of ketchup.
Yeah, probably. Or they did it as a kid, maybe their parents did it, and they just keep doing it, I don't know.
Well, some people think it's odd to put ketchup on scrambled eggs, but I always like that. Now that, I could do.
No. I don't think, I've never tried it, but I could probably try it on any of it, but
now how do you?
But I always heard just the mashed potatoes. So.
Now, how do you eat your scrambled eggs?
Salt and pepper.
Just salt and pepper. See, I'm not a big salt and pepper person, so maybe that's why I go toward the ketchup.
And then I'll put a teaspoon of some kind of jelly in them.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound bad. Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open. Now, what do you put ketchup on? That seems to be the question of the day. But we did learn what the 57 on the Heinz bottle represents. It's the types of pickles that the Heinz company sold. 57 different varieties of pickles. Have you ever heard such a thing? I sure haven't. All right. Well, let's see what questions we still have on the table today. The largest food industry in the world. We still don't know what that is. What is the largest food industry in the world? What food can be used to make dynamite? And this might be a food you have in your house right now, which is kind of strange, in my opinion.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that dynamite question, would it be peanuts?
It is peanuts. How'd you know that?
Have we looked it up?
Have you ever heard of such a thing?
That no, I ain't.
Yeah, I don't even know what you would do with the peanuts to make dynamite. It's very strange. Are you eligible to win today?
Yeah.
All right. What is your name?
Brenda Griffith.
Okay, Brenda. Did you want the zoo, the wilds, or the oil change?
I'll take the zoo.
The zoo? All right, Brenda. I've got you down. Thank you.
Bye.
Yes, it is peanuts, of all things. Peanuts can be used to make dynamite. How about that? So we've got Brenda Griffith has got the zoo tickets, James Anderson has got the Wilds tickets, and Joe Peters has got the zoo tickets today, and Nicoletta has been in here today to pick up her zoo tickets. So we're doing pretty good. Now, 41 coming up on 42 minutes past the hour, 18 minutes left in the program. What questions do we have left here? What is the largest food industry in the world? We still don't have the answer to that. What is the largest food industry in the world? Does anybody know that? And then here was the other odd question. There's something you can bite on while you're chopping onions that will stop your eyes from watering. I had never heard of this. This sounds like something that would be in that doctor's book of home remedies or like a wives' tale book. What can you bite down on while chopping onions to stop your eyes from watering?
Go ahead, caller.
I would think that would be General Mills, with all the people having flour and cake mixes and stuff.
You know, that's a good guess. It's actually not General Mills.
Well, that would be my guess. Well, thank you.
It's a good guess. Thank you.
Not General Mills. We're looking for the largest food industry in the world. Does anybody know what the largest food industry in the world is? That makes sense, though, because there is a lot of flour and things of that nature around the world, but it's not the largest food industry. You might be surprised if we get the answer to this. What is the largest food industry in the world? What can you bite down on while chopping onions to stop your eyes from watering?
Go ahead, caller.
The largest food industry. Would it be IGA?
Not IGA, no. Good guess, though.
All right.
Bye-bye.
No, this is, let's see. Here's what I mean by largest food industry. It's a certain type of food. So not necessarily a chain, but or a brand name, but just a type of food. So that's what I'm looking for. What is the largest food industry in the world? Just a specific type of food. Like with General Mills, you would say flour. Now, I'll tell you, it's not flour, but it would be more of the food, not the business. So that's what we're looking for. What is the largest food industry in the world? And I can't wait for somebody to guess on this one. What can you bite down on with your teeth while chopping onions that will stop your eyes from watering? Now, if we get this one, maybe we'll all learn something here today.
Go ahead, caller.
Would the answer be corn for the largest food industry?
Not corn, but that's a really good guess.
All right, and one more thing. On the bite down, would that be celery?
It's not celery, but I've heard that celery can stop that, but it's not celery.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
No, not celery. What can you bite down on while chopping onions to stop your eyes from watering? That's the question. What's the largest food industry in the world? All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, is bananas the food you're looking for?
Not bananas.
Not bananas. Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's not bananas. I'll give you another question here, too. The three questions we still have on the table, 45 minutes past the hour. What is the largest food industry in the world? What can you bite down on while chopping onions to stop your eyes from watering? Or what was Taco Bell's name when they tried to open up in Mexico on two separate occasions? Now, it's a two-word answer. So those are the three questions we have. Now, here's the new question. How did Snickers bars get their name? How about that? How did Snickers bars get their name? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, for the largest food industrial, would it by chance be pork?
Not pork.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's not pork. So what is the largest food industry in the world? What can you bite down on while chopping onions that'll stop your eyes from watering? Or how did Snickers bars get their name?
Go ahead, caller.
For industry, would it be wheat?
Not wheat.
Okay.
Not wheat. What is the largest food industry in the world? What can you bite down on while chopping onions that'll stop your eyes from watering? Or how did Snickers bars get their name?
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, what would be beef?
Not beef.
Nope, not beef. Good guess, though. What is the largest food industry in the world? What can you bite down on while chopping onions that'll stop your eyes from watering? Or the new question, how did the Snickers bar get its name? Does anybody know how the Snickers bar got its name? That's an interesting question. Go ahead, caller.
All right. Got two more guesses for the largest food industry.
Go ahead.
I'll answer the first one. Potatoes.
Not potatoes.
Okay. I'll call back for those.
Okay. Thank you.
It is not potatoes. We're looking for the largest food industry in the world. And what can you bite down on while chopping onions to stop your eyes from watering? Those are the questions.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, is it dairy?
Not dairy.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're looking for the largest food industry in the world. Or, as a public service to people who don't like to cry while they're chopping onions, what can you bite down on while chopping onions to stop yourself from having your eyes water?
Go ahead, caller.
All right, would it be bread?
Not bread.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
Thank you.
It is not bread. So we're out here on this question. This seems to be the popular one of the day. What is the largest food industry in the world? What can you bite down on to stop your eyes from watering while chopping onions?
Go ahead, caller.
Sorry, beans.
No, not beans.
Thank you. It's not beans. Interesting. 48 and a half minutes past the hour. About 11 and a half minutes left in the program today. We've got tickets to Jack Hanna's The Wilds, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, and a Huntsman Auto Oil Change. 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. We've given away gifts today already. Go ahead, caller.
Is the food industry salad?
Not salad, but I tell you, we do eat a lot of salad now, that's for sure.
Well, I know the company, the largest company is, was Nestle, and Anheuser-Busch took over that in the year first part of the 2000s. So I don't know. give up on that one.
Well, you know, it has surprised me that this is the largest food industry in the world. I do see a lot of people buying this item, but it surprised me that it was the largest.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay,
now,
we'll have to...
Yeah,
now, have to try again.
Have you ever heard anything to cure eyes watering while chopping?
You know
meat?
What? I have from my grandmother, and I have racked my brain, and I cannot come up with it. I will in the next couple minutes.
Yeah, I tell you, we got 10 minutes, so keep thinking.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, it's interesting. I hope we get this because, you know, maybe you can try it like the hiccups question. Earlier on, we learned that putting sugar under your tongue dry will possibly cure the hiccups.
Go ahead, caller.
Did you get the one for the onion yet?
No, we haven't.
Chewing gum?
Not chewing gum.
Oh, I didn't.
That's a good guess, though.
Chewing gum on. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
not chewing gum. What we're looking for is, what can you bite down on while chopping onions that will stop your eyes from watering?
Go ahead, caller.
All right, Scott. When you're at the store, do you see a lot of people buying eggs?
You know, a lot of people do buy eggs, but it's not the most popular item in the world.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, we're looking for the largest food industry in the world. Eggs was a good guess because a lot of people are buying eggs. Salad, to me, was a good guess because you sell a lot of salad, I would think, in the stores.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, would it be tea?
Not tea. No, that's
it. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
All right, thank you.
A lot of tea ended up in the harbor at one point. But tea is not the largest industry in the world. You know, that could be the answer for a couple questions. You don't bite down on tea either to stop your eyes from watering. Or we still got a question I don't think anybody's guessed on. How did the Snickers bar get its name? Does anybody know that?
Go ahead, caller.
I'll guess coffee.
Not coffee.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, the answer was not coffee. And we do have this third question down here. I don't think anybody's guessed on this one yet. But how did the Snickers bar get its name? Now, you have to be specific on this to tell me how the Snickers bar got its name.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, last call before I go to work. Would it be apples?
Not apples, but that's you're in the right neighborhood.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Not apples. What is the largest food industry in the world? That's the question. Or what can you bite down on to stop your eyes from watering when you're chopping onions? Go ahead, caller.
When you're chopping onions, would it be a match?
Not a match, but I tell you, that's the closest answer I've heard to what it actually is.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, now, see, that person... That's the closest answer I've heard. The question is, what can you bite down on while chopping onions that will stop your eyes from watering? Now, the caller guessed a match. Now, that's close.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, for the onions, I'm going to guess an ice cube.
Not an ice cube.
Okay.
Nope.
Now, I've also always heard, and maybe this is true, that if you cut the onions underwater... that your eyes won't water that way. But this is biting down on something, and I'm telling you, next time I cut some onions, I'm going to try this to see if it works or not.
Go ahead, caller. Yes, go ahead.
Is it a straw?
Not a straw, but I tell you, those items are in the right neighborhood.
A toothpick?
Not a toothpick, but the toothpick the toothpick and the match are the closest items.
Okay.
Keep thinking. We got about 7 minutes left.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's not the toothpick and it's not the match, but there is something you can bite down on while chopping onions that will stop your eyes from watering. What is that? What can you bite down on while chopping onions that'll stop your eyes from watering? How did the Snickers bar get its name? And you got to be specific on that one, because it's an interesting answer. How did the Snickers bar get its name? What is the largest food industry in the world? We've had a lot of guesses when it's come to this, but we don't have the right answer yet. What is the largest food industry in the world?
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, would it be a wooden spoon you bite down on?
What was that?
A wooden spoon.
A wooden spoon. That is exactly right. How'd you know that?
I was just thinking what else it could be, and that's the thing I thought of.
I have no idea why it is that if you bite down on a wooden spoon while you're peeling onions, that it doesn't make your eyes water. I don't know what the reasoning behind that would be.
I don't either, but I just thought of it.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to try it next time. Are you eligible to win a prize today?
Yes, I am.
All right. What is your name?
Becky Thacker.
All right, Becky. Let's put you down here. And did you want the Wilds Zoo?
Yes, I'd like the Wilds.
The Wilds. All right. I got you down for the Wilds. Thank you, Becky.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, can you believe that? Biting down on a wooden spoon while chopping onions will stop your eyes from watering. Isn't that the strangest thing you've ever heard?
Go ahead, caller.
Would it be oranges?
Not oranges. Good guess,
okay.
Though.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
People certainly do buy a lot of oranges. The questions we have left are, with 5 minutes left to go, 55 and a half minutes past the hour here, WWGH time, what is the largest food industry in the world? Does anybody know what the largest food industry in the world is? Or how did the Snickers bar get its name?
Go ahead, caller.
Would it be tomatoes?
Not tomatoes, but boy, we use a lot of tomatoes. That's
I know,
it's
what I was thinking. Everything that's made from tomatoes.
Oh, I agree. It's,
yeah.
But
corn?
It's
not, everything that's not would be the other one.
What's the other one?
Corn.
Not corn.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Not tomatoes and not corn, but we're looking for the largest food industry in the world, or how did the Snickers bar get its name?
Go ahead, caller.
The Snicker bar got its name from the man who owned Mars' horse named Snicker.
Now,
it was first called Marathon, and then it was renamed Snickers.
Now, you're exactly right. The horse was called Snickers, but
right.
Do you know the man's name?
Oh, no.
That, if all you have to do is give me the man's name. And you just about said it there in the title.
Mr. Mars.
Well, his last name was Mars. That is true.
I don't know. Was his first name Snickers?
I tell you, you have 3 minutes. Find his first name quick.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yes, that is true. The Snickers bar got its name by the man who owned the Mars company's horse. But what was his name? That's the question.
Go ahead, caller.
It's strange, but you may have heard it, but onions?
Not onions. No,
oh,
no.
Oh, goodness.
I know.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
What we're looking for here is the largest food industry in the world, and it's not onions. Now, is our caller going to get back in to find out how Snickers were named? Go ahead, caller.
About bananas.
Not bananas.
Okay.
Not bananas,
I tell you. Are we going to find this one in the next 2 minutes here? Coming up on 58 minutes past the hour here, WWGH time. Very interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Lettuce?
Not lettuce.
All right.
Thank you.
No, it is not lettuce. Now, remember, if you ever get the busy signal, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep trying back. But we're looking for the largest food industry in the world, or how did the Snickers bar get its name? Those are the questions. Go ahead, caller.
The tomatoes?
Not tomatoes.
Okay.
All right, good guess, but not tomatoes. I think, boy, I tell you, you know, tomatoes was a good guess because we use tomatoes for a lot. 58 and a half minutes past the hour here, WWGH time. Go ahead, caller.
I would throw a guess pop, but I think you want more of a fruit or something.
Well, you know, we do certainly drink a lot of soda in this country, but it's not pop.
It's not pop.
Not pop.
Okay.
Thank you.
Not pop. What is the largest food industry in the world? Or how did the Snickers bar get its name? Now, we had a caller call in about a minute and a half ago that was very close on this. I want to give her the prize. So I hope she calls back here and gives us the name of Mr. Mars. Go ahead, caller.
How about rice?
Not rice.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
No, it was not rice. The Snickers bar question, how did the Snickers bar get its name? We learned that it was from the horse of the man who owned the Mars company. But what was the man who owned the Mars company's name? That's what we're looking for today here on WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Did you get the answer for the Snickers bar?
Not yet.
The founder of the Snickers bar, he named it after his favorite horse.
He did, but do you know
Snickers.
The founder's name?
Frank something, I can't think of his last name. Frank something.
Well, if you can get his name here in about a minute, give me a call back.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I tell you, we're close. Now, see,
Oh, man. We've kind of put that together. Who's going to call in and give us the answer here? 740-383-9944. The largest food industry in the world. About 30 seconds left to go. How did the Snickers bar get its name? It was the horse of the founder of the Snickers. And I think I know who this might be.
Go ahead, caller.
Is it Frank?
Did you hear that somewhere?
You know what? I read it, and then I couldn't. I had to go back and research it again to see what his name was.
It's
because I knew his last name was Mars, but I didn't pay any attention to that. I was more interested in the horse's name.
It was Frank Mars was the owner of the Mars Candy Company, and his horse was named Snickers, and it turned out well. What prize would you like today?
Do you still have the tickets to the zoo?
We do.
I'll take those.
All right, and what's your name?
Tracy Walker.
Okay, let me write this down here. Tracy Walker. Do you know where we're located, Tracy?
No.
Okay. We're up on Center Street. Do you know where Domino's Pizza is?
Yes.
Okay, right across the street is the Beltone Hearing Aid Building. Do you know where
I've
that...
I've seen that sign. Yes,
right.
I do.
Pull in right there. We share the building with Beltone. You park out back and go down the back steps, and there we are.
Okay. Thank
now,
you.
No problem. Mm-hmm. And we'll you'll be able to get those tickets tomorrow from 10 until 3.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right. We had some winners today. We had Joe Peters got the zoo tickets. James Anderson got the Wilds tickets. Brenda Griffith got the zoo tickets. Becky Thacker got the Wilds tickets. And Tracy Walker got the zoo tickets. And we'll take one more call before we wrap it up today.
Go ahead, caller.
Would it be chocolate?
Not chocolate, but a good guess.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. All right, now we're not going to wrap it up. We're just going to break. We're only halfway through. We'll be back with more in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
From the day you win the prize to pick the prize up, you can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right and all prize winning. The WWGH office